Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
The Holy Prophet's Prayer for Ali, peace be upon him.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, my name is Muhammad and today I'm going to read to you a narration about one of the virtues of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has been quoted by Abdullah ibn Salama as saying, "When I was badly suffering from a pain, I said, O Lord, if my life has come to an end, give me an easy death. If I am supposed to live longer, give a quick recovery. If this pain is a trial, give me patience." The Messenger of Allah, who had been informed of my supplication, came to visit me asking, "What do you say?" I repeated the supplication. The Messenger of Allah, raising his hand towards the sky, said, "O Lord, give him healing." I was never afflicted with a pain thereafter.
عندما أخذ مسلطان النجاح
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. When we talk about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, one of the integral parts of Imam Ali's persona is this idea that he worked incredibly hard in this world, but he worked for the sake of Allah. And so as Imam Ali himself has taught us and he himself has done, this world is the place of sowing the seeds, and it is the hereafter which is where we will harvest and reap the rewards. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, despite having a lot of wealth, he lived a very simple and meager life, to the point where it could be said that he lived the life of a ascetic, and he lived the life of a zahid, and he lived the life perhaps even of a pauper. We find that his clothes were very meager, his shoes were very simple, the food that he ate was food that other people could not handle because it was food that was so simple. And likewise, we find that Imam Ali worked very, very hard digging wells in order to provide water and planting and keeping up with date orchards, also in order to be able to help the weak and the poor and the widows and the downtrodden. Now, why did Imam Ali pay so much attention and put forth so much effort in these various different things? Well, of course, it was first and foremost for the satisfaction and the obedience and the ubudiyya to Allah. It was in order to be able to have a little bit of something in his hands when the Day of Judgment came around. And so speaking about the Day of Judgment, something that is a part and parcel of the universal persona of Imam Ali, His Eminence, the first divinely appointed Imam, says that the result of what you do is a hard reckoning on the Day of Judgment. Therefore, O human beings, benefit from your property while you are living, be happy with it, and prepare a provision that you need for the Day of Judgment. For the journey is long, and the meeting place is the Day of Judgment, when paradise and hell await every single one of you. So we should, of course, live in this world, take advantage of the blessings that Allah has provided us with, but most importantly, prepare a provision and get things ready for the next world, whether it is our prayers or our worship or our service of other people, our helping of other people, or our promoting and strengthening of Islam, our defending of Islam, our learning and then teaching, our providing assistance to those that are in need, and the many, many other forms of things that we can do in order to be better prepared for the ultimate Day of Judgment, in which the final fate of every single one of us rests. A very thought-provoking and moving lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali Ali imam manasto manam gulam Ali Badar jaan girami fidae naam Ali
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Ali is one of the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, look at his status, accepted by all Muslims as Waliyul Awliya, even though he was the prime target of the Umayyad propaganda for more than half a century. Children grew up and became old. Generations grew up, every Friday khutbah they would hear bad things about Ali. A bid'ah started by Muawiyah, continued for more than 50 years. But at the end, nobody remembers Muawiyah that way. They still remember him as Waliyul Awliya when it comes to Ali. And this is where we come to realize, you know, that he indeed is a miracle from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sufis around the world, and they are from the Sunni background, they have this tradition of following a sheikh or a peer or a murshid, a spiritual master of their own time. And these all different silsilas and fraternities of the Sufis around the world, they have their chain of mashaykh, their spiritual masters from one generation to the one before them, all the way going back to the early days of Islam. What is amazing that all the silsilas and groups of the Sufis around the world, if you trace the chain of the master and disciples, going from this generation to one before, through centuries to the early days of Islam, you will see that all of them reach to a point of unity where the supreme spiritual master for all of them is none other than Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. And why should it not be so? Because he is the gate to the seat of knowledge. You can't be spiritual without knowledge. The Prophet in another hadith says, Ana darul hikmah, I am the house of wisdom. The door to that house is Ali. If you're looking for prophetic knowledge, you have to go through Ali. If you're looking for prophetic wisdom, you have to go through Ali. The Prophet says to Ali, Anta minni wa ana minka. You are from me and I am from you. In another hadith he says, O Ali, me and you are from min nurin wahid. And so when we look at that, this is where we realize that the enemies can do whatever they want. They tried their best to tarnish the image of Ali bin Abi Talib, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. When he wants to keep the light, you know, on, it will be always shining, even though the enemies may do whatever they want.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.